just bow before you tonight. We love you. We adore you, Father. We just thank you for this precious call in our hearts, in our lives, Lord, that you've placed there, that you've done it, Lord. We see your hand in our lives. We see how you've moved, how you've called us, Lord. And this longing that we have for you is more precious than life itself. Lord, this longing that we have to even to surrender, to yield, it's from you. It's a gift. It's so precious, Lord. We thank you for it. Lord, it's you carrying out your great work of redemption.
Yes.
Bringing forth a family, bringing forth sons and daughters in your image. Lord, reflecting you, portraying you, expressing you. It's our desire, Lord. It's your plan. It's your desire. It's beautiful, Lord. We love you. Just be glorified, I pray, in every heart tonight, Lord. And just reign and rule, we pray, Lord, in this time, not only in this time, but in these vessels, Lord, each one. Have your way, we ask. Be lifted up, be exalted alone. Pray that you'd help me to get out of the way, Father, that you would express yourself. We ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, musicians. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, each one of you. Just want to greet everyone online tonight. God bless you all. It's a new chapter. I think I heard Kaylee's tuned in. Keep her in prayer. I think everybody knows she's moved off to college. So it's kind of a mixture of feelings and emotions, and she should be back on the weekends. You'll see her, but boy, is it a new. Pray for her. Pray for her. Pray for us. It's exciting. It's wonderful. It's all brand new. So, Lord is good. So, love you, Kaylee. Thank you, Lord. Well, I just want to actually start out just briefly, if I can, a couple praise reports. Thank the Lord. I think most of you know I was a few weeks ago not feeling too good. Just want to thank the Lord for his healing. Just thankful. Just want to say thank you, Lord. And I'm actually getting back to having some taste and smell return just a little bit. So that's just a treat. I'm telling you, if you go a few weeks, I think Brother Alfred had lost his same thing, taste and smell there for a while, a few weeks. I don't remember what it was, but sure is good to have it back. So I just thank the Lord again. And then also, another praise report, family. Some of you may know this. It's maybe, I'm actually starting a new job next week. So I could give you a big, long story version, but yeah, just the Lord really went before me. The work that I do is kind of slowing down, really, is what it comes down to. And I was, thank the Lord, gracious enough that one of the guys, a couple notches up for me, I just reached out to him and said, should I start looking? He said, yes. So I was fortunate enough to be able to kind of do some looking and searching and inquiring and find a new position. So my last day with the current place is Friday, and I started the new place on Tuesday. So just really thank the Lord. I had actually been praying before this came up, Lord, what's next? Just seeking him for, we need him in every aspect of our lives. So just placing work in his hands and saying, Lord, what's next? What should I do? Especially us in the tech industry, you got to keep training. You got to always do those kind of things to stay active and just seeking him for all that. And it was right after that some of this came about. So I felt like, okay, thank you, Lord. This is an answer to prayer, And I don't know, maybe you may recall as well, about a year ago now, one of the other guys on my team was let go, and they decided to keep me on. So I'm just thankful that, I had another year And now, just the Lord going before me and opening up a new opportunity, and here we go. So, just really thank the Lord. So, isn't he good? You love him? What a journey this is. What a adventure. You know, walking with him every single day. And I just love his word. I love him. And I just want to encourage you young people, everybody, you know, each one of us, keep feeding on this word. Not as a chore, not as it's something that you're going to do, but feeding him inside you, feeding that seed inside you, that seed that is life, that seed that is him. Keep feeding, keep feasting. So what I'd like to share tonight, this is kind of funny, but I've just been reading from Perfect Faith. And when I say funny, what I mean is, you know, I've got my notes here, but I just decided to start with a good old, with the book here. So it's just a kind of introduction into what I'd like to look into. I'm just going to start with some passages, or not passages, but some quotes here from Perfect Faith. And I just hope this is a blessing and really stimulates your faith and, you know, your identity, your position in Christ. You know, Brother Ram, didn't he say, I believe when the church realizes who she is, she'll be an invincible army. So I think we're coming to that day soon. You know, it's approaching. So, yeah, let me just start with this and we'll get going. So I want to start with, this is paragraph 64. I'm going to try to read slow. That's one thing, I don't know, I'm working on right now. The Lord's, I think, dealing with me. Slow down. You know, I was reading, and I think we all do this. It's information overload. And I was just reading something recently that talks about how, because of this age that we live in, because of the information, your brain just naturally, automatically starts kind of skimming. So you do that with news articles. You do that with anything and everything. Next thing you know, you're doing it with the Word. You're just kind of, yep. And I'm, oh, Lord, help me. I don't know, but maybe anybody identify or relate to that at all? So there we go. If you catch me going too fast, reading too fast, talking too fast, anything too fast, just wave or something. So here we go. Paragraph 64, and here's what I'm looking at here. It's just so beautiful. As he's talking about the Lord Jesus, he knew who he was. He knew he was that Word. He had confidence in that life, the Word that is in him. But now watch this. In all these places, he flips it right back around on you. So I just pray these things would encourage you. So 64... Paragraph 64, he said, faith, he had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. All right, so there's our right kind of identification. It's not me, but there has to be something in what's in me. He said he relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word, and he had faith in God who made him the Word. He was God, the Word, and they was in him, and that gave him faith because he understood his position. Okay. Just let those things soak in. He knowed what he was because Scripture said he was this. And here every Scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what the Scripture said he would be, and he knew who he was. Amen. Next paragraph, 65. Therefore he relied upon what God made him, and you'll just see him say the same thing kind of over and over. He says, and if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was, and if you are a believer, you have faith in what you are. You are a believer. Hold on to that. And if you've got faith in God, okay, he goes on here. Just bear with me. Okay, then jumping on to paragraph 70. He says here, whoops. He says, knowing who he was without a shadow of a doubt. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew it for the word identified He says, the word of God identified who he was. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. But if I do them works, if I don't do them works, don't believe me. But if I do, believe the works, for they are the manifested word promised. Now look what he says. He said, oh, if I could just, if you could just wake up to that. Interesting. Lord, help us. He says, get it? You see, the word itself identified in him who he was, and he said, who can condemn me of sin? In other words, who can show me that my life and my works don't fulfill exactly what the Messiah should do? Nothing. Nobody could say nothing, for he was. He says, then he had the faith to believe in whatever he said happened. Then he turned around and said, the works that I do shall you do also. He says, a little while, and the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall, because I'll be with you, even in you. Take no thought what you shall say, for it's not you that speak, it's my Father that dwelleth in you. Okay, moving on, he says, this is paragraph 72. Now the identification of a scripture Christian, these words Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now how can you call yourself a believer of people and deny those words? How can you call yourself a believer and deny any word of this? He says, okay, so jumping over to paragraph 74, almost done here, bear with me. So paragraph 74 rather, he said, the word identified, it identified himself what he was, and that same word identifies us. The same word identifies us. See, if a man loves me, he keeps my commandment. And if he says he loves me and keeps not my commandment, he's a liar and the truth's not even in him. There you go. That same word, that same confidence that he had in who he was, in what was in him, the one that was in him should be in us. That's what he's saying. He says the same word identifies us. Paragraph 77, he says, now if he knew who he was, therefore he had faith. He says faith could produce what he know when he knowed who he was. Now if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you know who you are. Ask what you will and it will be given to you. Amen. Just one more here in this message. Paragraph 98, he says Jesus had perfect faith. Here he goes again. He had it and it come because he was the word. And you become the word. You become the word as you receive the word. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, which he says, this word abides in you, ask what you will and it will be done for you. See? So it's the same thing. You just see him repeating that pattern over and over. Jesus, that confidence, that faith in who he was, the word. That gave that confidence should be in the believers, that same identification. Amen. So that really is what I want to look at tonight is the reality of him, that seed life in you, that word in you, and that confidence we can have in him, in us. Amen. So I just pray that these things will be encouraging to you. And with that, let's just open up. Let's stand up with just a text here tonight, reading John chapter 14. Very familiar, but I think, oh, Lord, quicken these things more and more. It's my prayer. John chapter 14 and verse 20. It says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. You can be seated. I think, I wonder, Lord, what's coming, what's ahead for us to bring a greater awakening, a greater revelation of that. We know it. We've got it memorized, and it's beautiful. It's precious. But when we can come to the same place that Christ was, such a reality in our hearts, such an anchor that I know I'm in him, and I know he's in me. I know I am that word. The spoken word of God, it's in me, it's a part of me. And I can't help but think, you know, if you turn with me back to Luke chapter 24, I was just thinking of these things. I think, Lord, you know, what's ahead of us? What's it going to take for these things to become more and more illuminated, more quick. And I thought of this. Luke chapter 24, we know this story here. It's the road to Emmaus. We'll just pick out a few verses here. Verse 13 says, "And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." Now look, verse 14, they were talking about what happened, the things that had already taken place, past tense. It's pretty clear, usually, but here comes Jesus. No, verse 16 says, "Their eyes were holden, they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" So they go on here and explain this. And of course he says in verse 25, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in the scriptures the things concerning himself." And then over one more, just in verse 45 says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So I this is just me, my opinion, but I believe there's an Alpha and Omega. I think we'll be seeing that, to be honest, more and more as time goes on, a greater awakening, a greater revelation, a greater quickening of these things that we have, that they're precious to us. But I think we see him brooding over us, hovering over us, and beginning to just draw these things and bring these things out more, and it's going to be more and more precious. I'm excited. When I see these things, I think, Lord, what's ahead for us? Your word is precious. The revelation is precious. But just think of, as time goes on, you know, what's hidden from our eyes that he's going to continue to unveil and to show to us. So I just love these things. So let's look at this. Let's keep going here. The theme that tonight, the emphasis, again, as we read John 14, you will know that I am in my Father, ye in me, I in you. Jesus knew who he was. So let's see, let's see what he says, the confidence that we can have, the identification of him, not us. Jesus didn't have, he said, I can do nothing, but it's the identification in of him in us. Now we've been through these, but I'm going to share them because this is what's kind of burning on my heart. This is from the ever-present water from the rock. He says, that's what power is in the church now. Now, he said, but it's controlled by a law, and the law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It's a law of faith. And he goes on here, he says, you know, all things are possible to them that believe, and if you can believe it, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Every place the soles of your foot can set upon by faith, God gives it to you. Amen. It's yours. You possess it if you can find the key to this faith that opens it to you. Okay, you see what I mean? Now listen, he says that power is controlled by, if you are a son of God, you're a daughter of God. That's you. That never leaves you. He says, but it's with you all the time, but your faith gets away from it. So what's in us? What's in us now? Brother Branham said, she, the bride, that's you, has his potentials. Wow. Think about it. That's amazing. The power, that same power is in you. In Revelation, the book of symbols, he says, God is waiting and trying and pressing to get at the mystery of God revealed to his church. He says that's what's holding back the coming of Christ now. Look at it. Listen to this. That's what's holding back the coming of Christ now and the great millennium. Is this great supernatural power that really lays dormant in the church. It's in us. It's in you. It's a part of you. Is the timing, with, again, as Dad touched on weeks ago, conditions, timing, it's in his hand. That seed has been planted in you. You've received His word, His life, and it will produce. It cannot not produce. But when is it going to produce? That's in His hands. That's His timing, but it will. So hold on to these things. Believe them. It's coming. It's going to happen. I believe that. Isaiah 55 says, His word cannot, will not return to Him void. Amen. So let's look at some more scriptures. I like this. You can just turn if you want, or you don't have to, but just one real quick little verse here in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 25. I love this because this is the message here, the words to the church at Thyatira. But verse 25 has always kind of stuck out at me there. It says, "That which you have already, hold fast till I come." That which you have already, church, that which is already inside you, Him, His life, its seed. I want to capture that, hold on to that. That which you have already, what is inside you, what's a part of you, hold fast. I love that. Philemon, while we're kind of close by, let's turn to Philemon chapter 1. Well, there's just the Philemon chapter 1, but verse 6 there. It says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Do you see Him? Do you see your position, who you are in Christ? Amen. Him in you. This is the message from the seed shall not be heir with the shuck. Now he's talking here about just the bride and groom being one. He says that's what the church is doing today. For Jesus is the Word and He is the bridegroom, and the bride is a part of the groom. Therefore, the word that is to be fulfilled this day is the same part of the word that was fulfilled in His day. And it's the same word, same experience, same life. For when God separated Adam, He was both. We find out Adam was spirit to begin with. He made man in His own image, created him male and female. And then Genesis 2 and on, He created man out of the dust of the earth. Man was created in God's image. God is a spirit, so He's a spirit man. Then when He become flesh man, animal flesh on the earth, He's showing, portraying to the bride. He never taken and made another being. He took part of Adam, the original creation, took from him a rib from his side, and took the feminine spirit out of Adam, left the masculine spirit in there and placed it in the feminine part. Now listen, He says, therefore, part of His spirit, part of His body, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone. Word of His word, life of His life. That's the way the bride is to Christ. You see how one you are, I love that. At that day, you're going to know that I am in my Father, ye in me, I in you. What's in the church right now? As 1 John 3 says, now we are the sons of God. Amen. Let's keep going here. Just bear with me. This is the message, thy house. He says, when Christ died, He committed His spirit to God before He left the cross. He said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And the Bible said His soul went to hell and preached. It's His conscience and what He was. He says, to the spirits was in prison and His body went to the grave. Now see, He was behind a barricade of scriptures. Isn't that awesome? He couldn't rise for 3 days. And His spirit was up here in the presence of God. Now, after 3 days, that barricade was taken down because the scriptures was fulfilled, and His spirit went to the soul. My goodness, is this amazing or what? And the soul went to the body, and He rose up. He said before He died, He said, I have the power to lay my life down. I have the power to take it up again. Now think of it. He says, every one of you in here, as far as I know tonight, is Christians. I think we can say that. Every one of you in here tonight is Christians. He says, now look, the thing that's in you now. There we go. That's what we're talking about tonight. Me and my simplicity, just that one little thought there. The thing that's in you now, the spirit that's in you now is the same spirit that will raise you up. You, now listen, you have power to lay your life down. You're doing it right now for Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Him inside you that yields, that surrenders, that says, Lord, take this, take these things. Slay my life, let yours reign. That's him in you. You have power to lay your life down. You're doing it right now for Christ. Now listen what he says next. And then you have power to take it up again. He says, you have power to lay it down and power to take it up, for it's the very Spirit of God that's in you that raises you up, is the very Spirit of God that was in Christ that raised him up. Am I going slow enough? Is this okay? So you have power to lay it down. You have power to take it up. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Now go, if you look, there's so many, you know, when you search and you dig into these nuggets and these things, obviously there's so many different word combinations you can look up. You guys, please, everyone, go search these things out. What he talks about, what's laying in the church and power, the word in you. There's so much here. Here he says, I mean, this is even in 49, he says, now friends, I know that to be the truth. I know people don't realize who you are. Lord, help us. Again, is he awakening these things up in us? He says, every person in here can live above sin, can live without sin, live in God. You'll make mistakes, but the blood of Christ will forgive you. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He says, now listen, he says, that same power of Christ that was hung on Calvary's cross, the same God that raised him up on the day of the resurrection is in you now, you that's got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you love him? Let's just go back into some scriptures here. Again, what's in us? What is he doing now? Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 18. Again, you can turn there if you want. We'll just catch that one verse. It's everywhere. We can't do it justice here. But he says, verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In us, in you, in me. That glory, his life. Amen. Do you see what's inside of you? Do you see how you're one? Let's go back to the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 60. You guys know where I'm going with all these, I'm sure. Isaiah 60 in verse 1 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, you, me. Hallelujah. He says, verse 2, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. It sure does, doesn't it? Gross darkness, the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. It's in you, church. It's in you, little bride. Him in you. You see how you're one. You see what's going on. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27 says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. That anointing is in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is the truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. There you are, him, and he's in you, and you're in him. Nothing, as Romans says, nothing. What does that word mean? Nothing can separate us from the love which is in Christ. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. We'll come back and catch. I'm just going to keep going back and forth here. This is the message. It's the rising of the sun. He says, notice this quickening power, Zoe, bringing the word. The mind that was in Christ was in you then. He says, I'm trying to show you that when you raised, when God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you up and also quickened to life with him. You are now quickened to life, although you were then you were an attribute in his thoughts, but God saw all in him at the finish. See, when God looked down at the body, the spirit left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to die a man. Remember, friends, he didn't have to do that. That was God. God, oops, hold on. My page just flipped on me. He says God anointed that flesh, which was human flesh, and he didn't. He said it. If he would have went up there as God, he would have never died that kind of death. Can't kill God. He says, but he didn't have to do it. Remember, he went up there with you in him. See, God never separated the bride from the groom yet. So when God looked down upon the body of Christ, he saw both male and female. It was all redeemed in that one body. They are one, the same word. Now listen to this. We've quoted this, but awesome. This is where I'm just raising my hand. Lord, quicken these things, please. The same word spoke of the groom speaks of the bride. What did we read in the beginning? Perfect faith. He had confidence in who he was. The word that was in him, he had confidence in that. The same word that speaks of the groom, speaks of the bride, speaks of you. Do you know who you are? Do we see these things? Lord, wake us up. He will. Again, it's in his time. He will open our eyes. He says, well, how can the bride come and fail to manifest everything that was promised of him and the groom come and he wouldn't be the bride? See, but when he did everything, even to proving himself by raising himself from the dead afterwards, then he says, don't the bride have to do the same thing? Have to be exactly what the word said she would be in the last days? Don't she have to return through Malachi 4? Don't she have to be manifested like it was in the days of Sodom? Think of that. The darkest of ages, the darkest of times, the most contrary conditions. He's bringing that seed to life, that manifestation. Don't the world have to be just exactly like it is? There we go. Conditions, timing. He's in control. That word is going to produce him exactly when he's ordained it to. He said, isn't these things a perfect identification of the word made known to us? Goodness. Oh, my. Love it. I was just thinking of this. Let's go back. I go back to a couple more verses here. This is Matthew. I love this. Matthew chapter 1. As I was thinking about all these things, this just struck me. I thought, oh, there you go. Little church. Little bride. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. And this is the angel. Verse 20. Yep. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, Joseph, here in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. There you go. You can say that too. That which is conceived in you is of the Holy Ghost. You are pregnant with his seed, his life. You have received him. You've received his word, his seed, and it's going to produce, it's going to manifest. Have faith, believe. Amen. Amen. Just a couple more here. This is from the message. Easter seal, he says, so we're just kind of touching this in the same thing that we can see all through these places. And this, again, this is just a small number. Please go feast, search and feast on these things. He says, now if you're sick, will you lay... I know Dad's shared this, but I just wanted to bring it up again and quote it. It's so rich. He says, if you're sick, will you lay your hands on one another? Let's pray. He says, just lay your hands on somebody by you. Regardless of what's wrong with you, have faith now. If I ever told you the truth, I tell you now. He says, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And you're believers, you just raise your hands. Don't doubt. There's some poor suffering person that you got your hands on. Somebody's got their hands on you. Remember that quickening power, that power that raised up Jesus from the grave. Now you have faith in what you got in your own body. Lord, help us, our faith. You have faith in what you got in your body. It's not me, it's Him in me. It's going to help that person that you got your hands on. Oh, if it dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal bodies. I love it. You know, it's again, there's not a... You know, Jesus, as we said, I can do nothing but what my Father shows me. I can do nothing in myself, He said. So there's this right kind of identification. It's not in me, but I know who's in me. I know who I'm a part of. I know that I'm one with Him, that He is in me and I'm in Him. I think of, I would just, even the Apostle Paul, he says, we've read that in Philippians chapter 3, he says, we have no confidence in the flesh, none in me. David said in Psalm 44, I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but I will trust in Him. My faith and my confidence is in Him. Amen. This one more here. He says here, this is in blind Bartimaeus. He says, now I can show you where God gave the church power to heal the sick. You show me in the scriptures where He took it away from the church. He says, give me the scriptures. It isn't there. He says, when God does anything, it's eternal. It's forever. When He gives you eternal life, it's forever. He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. That's right. Now notice, it's eternal life. He says, because notice the disciples, he said, it was because of your unbelief, the reason you couldn't cast him out, right? He says, because you didn't believe, not because you didn't have the power. Now to you Methodists, Lutheran, Baptist, Presbyterian, the reason you don't have all these things in your church isn't because you don't have the power, because you don't believe it. He says, that's all. You just don't believe it. If you believe it, these things would happen. He says, the Pentecostals don't own this altogether. He goes on just talking about the different denominations, but he says, now if you, okay, listen, here we are again, repeating myself in these quotes over and over, if you've got faith in what's in you, there you go, hold on to these things, believe, it'll do anything you ask. He says, oh my, that's it, brethren, that's it. Pentecost is in us. I like that. Pentecost is in me. Just don't be afraid. That's our enemy right there, that devil that comes in and tries to inject doubt and fear and worry and, oh, you know, don't be afraid. He says, when a Christian gets saved, God gives him a checkbook. And on that checkbook is wrote out, anything you need of, lay it on my account, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Are you afraid to put your name on it and send it? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Just anything that He promised, just remember, it's yours. Oh, I don't know. I just pray these things are stimulating to each one of us. That power, as He said, lying dormant in the church, it's in you. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father. Ye in me, I in you. That which is conceived in you, is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's Him. It's His Word. You're one. That Word will produce. It can't fail. It's going to bring forth life. When? That's His business, but it will. Just keep on walking, keep on holding His hands, keep feasting and feeding Him in you, that seed in you. Amen. You love Him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bow before You, Lord, in awe of You, of Your great love, Your grace, Lord. Amazing, amazing grace, Lord. We love You. We love Your Word. We love this light. Father, we just see what You're doing, and we know, we believe with all our hearts that as the days go, we go forward and the day gets darker, Lord, Your light is going to shine just more and more bright, Father. We see You truly raising our attention to things and moving us and quickening things, and we love it, Lord. We just can't wait to keep walking in this word, in this light, Father, to see these things continue to open up and, Lord, quicken to us. We just love it. Lord, be glorified now. I pray that you would take my feeble effort, Lord, get it out of the way. Would you speak to the hearts and you minister these things to your people, I pray. Be glorified and bless the remainder of this service now, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. From the dead, dwell in you. Stand up if you would. Dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you. Dwell in you. It will quicken your mortal bodies. That Spirit dwell in you, it will quicken mortal bodies. If that Spirit dwell in you, sing it one more time. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If that Spirit dwell in you, bodies. If that Spirit dwell in you. Amen. I was listening to that song, just thinking of Mary, be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me according to your word. According to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Just let's ponder these things, brothers and sisters. Savor them. Even as that angel came to that Mary, she pondered these things. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I just come to you this evening and ask that these things would sink down deep into our hearts and into our minds, Lord, and that they would bring forth fruit, Lord. The scripture says your word will not return to you void. We just pray that these things would find fertile ground in our lives, and Lord, that they would produce fruits fit for righteousness. Lord, that we would live for you, and that we would just shine your light around to others, Lord, both believers and non-believers, Lord, that our reputations would be ones of Jesus Christ and producing those things that are scriptural, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
God bless you. Walk with him in love. Amen.